Welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. Today's stories include misconceptions about social media, the new strategy for pushing a hike in the minimum wage, and how to get more done by doing less. Those stories and more after this.
Don't just read the Wall Street Journal, experience it with podcasts from the Wall Street Journal online. Headlines, technology, personal finance, small business tips, featured stories from journal reporters, and more. For a complete list of podcasts, log on to wsj.com/podcasts or check us out on your smartphone with Stitcher or TuneIn.
We'll start with this. How much do you know about using social media for your small business? The Wall Street Journal's Joe Connolly is here with two social media misconceptions.
Don't get hung up on which social media you use or on how many followers you get quickly. Jessica Lawrence of the New York Tech Meetup told a business owners meeting,
"It doesn't even necessarily matter that it's YouTube or a different video platform. I mean, other people are embedding video directly into their sites, or they're using video in email marketing. YouTube definitely does tend to have a higher level of viewership, but it oftentimes also comes with some other side effects, which, you know, if you've ever watched a YouTube video and then see the recommended videos on the side, totally off of brand message. So, you know, you might want to use a different platform if you're trying to control the message or embed the videos yourself."
Now, Jessica says a YouTube video of a talk that she gave had only a small number of views, but the right person saw it, and she got a major speaking engagement from it. A related point that came up was not to name a business startup something foolish. Remember, this startup you're trying to get attention for will hopefully be a successful business someday. And Twitter may have been lucky they became so popular with a silly-sounding name. I refuse to say tweet. I just say post. And coming back to the point of not getting hung up on follower numbers, media writer David Carr, who has 400,000 followers, told Boston University, "Being big on Twitter is like being big in Japan. You can't use it as a metric of your actual reach." I'm Joe Connolly for the Wall Street Journal.
Good one, Joe. Thanks. You can follow me on Twitter, by the way, for small business tips with the handle at Gordon Deal. With the odds not looking good in Congress for a federal minimum wage increase, the White House and labor groups are going local. Wall Street Journal reporter Eric Marath says they're turning their efforts to raising the salary floor in states as diverse as Oklahoma and Michigan. Eric, what do we have here?
An increasing number of states, including just last week Hawaii, are passing minimum wage increases, and that stands in contrast to Congress, which has, you know, still failed to take up the president's proposal to increase the minimum wage more than a year after he first brought it up in his State of the Union address.
What about on the state level?
Well, the state level is a lot more optimistic for those supporting minimum wage increases. Six states this year have already raised the minimum wage. Over 30 state legislatures have considered it. And then even a number of cities, like in big cities, Seattle, Los Angeles, Chicago, there are efforts to increase the minimum wage, sometimes for only specific industries, but there's certainly a lot of movement out there.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Eric Marath about the minimum wage debate moving from Washington to the local level. So what are lawmakers and labor groups doing to try to force this issue?
Well, the president has clearly turned his support, you know, while still strongly advocating for Congress to take action, he's really highlighting the local wage efforts as well. He was in Connecticut talking about the minimum wage just weeks before the state legislature became the first to adopt his goal of $10.10 an hour. Earlier this month, he was in Michigan eating lunch at a deli that pays workers above the minimum wage, and that kind of helps boost the petition drive underway there to put it on the November ballot. And then every time a state takes action, the White House is quick to send out a release saying that they support the states, you know, leading the way here. So there's certainly trying to push more attention to the local efforts while things are a little bit stalled here in D.C.
And are there states where this has been really a tough sell?
Well, absolutely. Oklahoma is a great example. Earlier this month, the state legislature passed a law that said no city can have a minimum wage above the state level, and the state level is the federal level of $7.25 an hour. That was in response to some movement on a petition drive to increase the wage in Oklahoma City. But Oklahoma is not alone. Some 15 states have either court decisions or laws preventing cities from setting their own wages, and that can keep a cap on how high wages can rise.
All right, thanks, Eric. Wall Street Journal reporter Eric Marath. And finally, some managers are finding they do more by doing less. Where do you sign up for that, right?
Some studies have suggested more recently that if they do less, they can actually be more innovative and be better at solving problems and kind of to help their business.
Wall Street Journal reporter Alina Dizek says managers can take several steps to free up some time.
Cutting down on email and non-work hours, and a lot of them actually really stress delegating to subordinates in order to free up their own time.
She says, however, it is a difficult transition to do less.
A lot of people are actually addicted to staying busy, according to some of the experts I spoke with. So it can seem that they look lazy to maybe some of their other coworkers if they are, in fact, trying to do more by doing less.
Tips on delegating: hire people willing to take on challenges. Explain the end goal of each project you assign. Give clear deadlines. Put someone in charge. Don't assign similar tasks to multiple people. Resist the tendency to micromanage, and create a process to help you delegate future tasks. By the way, if you want more on small business topics, trends, and startup ideas, check out WSJ.com and click the Small Business tab. I'm Gordon Deal for the Wall Street Journal.